Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was years ago, toward the end of my high school career, probably my junior year, I was in a trade school, of all things. And I remember every Monday and Wednesday, we would sit in the classroom and we would go over all the book work. And then on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, it was shop days. We were always in the shop. And so on Monday, we learned all about surface grinders. We learned all about the kind of grinding wheel that we needed to use. We learned all about the magnetic base. We learned all about that kind of thing. And then on Tuesday, I went out. Now, I was in machining school, so I was making a little cube. That's what they had us do. We had to literally just make a cube of steel. But to put it into perspective, our instructions were we had to get it within 1/10,000th of an inch. That was our tolerance. So we couldn't be too big or too small. So I had to use a surface grinder, which is an instrument that makes it very precise. I put it up on its end, I lowered the wheel, and I shot that little block of steel halfway across the shop on the other side. See, there's a difference between learning in a book and actually doing it. Learning in a book, we learned all about the magnetic base, how to use it, how to turn it on. We learned all about that kind of thing. But when you get out in the shop, you learned never prop it up on its smallest little end. That magnet will never hold. Life experience showed a way. And all too often, we have a lot of these experiences, don't we? We have a lot of these things that we can learn things from a book, and you can learn things from doing, but it really does take kind of both to some degree. You can learn a lot from actively doing it, there's no doubt about it, but you'll miss some things that maybe if you had a teacher, if you had a book, or if you had something to follow, you don't want to miss those things. But if you just read a book and never actually go out and do, you will find yourself very, very behind. You'll find yourself without that skill that comes with just doing it by hand, by just getting out there. In a lot of ways, throughout this entire Easter season, we have actually seen both ways. The disciples have been able to sit with Jesus, talk with Jesus. They've been able to ask questions and get answers. They've had a lot of, dare I say, book knowledge. Absolutely. They've had a lot of knowledge that comes with that style of learning. And Jesus has appeared to them and then disappeared and then appeared to them and disappeared and so on. But today's text is a little bit different than that. It's a little bit different than his normal, what he has been doing since he has resurrected from the dead. He is with the disciples. He is walking with them. He's talking with them. Okay, that's pretty normal. But then Jesus sends them out. This isn't the first time for that either. Even before he was crucified, even before he suffered and died for our sins, for their sins, he sent them out at times two by two. See, you learn, you sit and you question and answer, you learn, but then you go and do. And that's what Jesus has been doing. He has been teaching his disciples, but then he also sends them out. You learn and you do. But this is a little bit different than that. Jesus has suffered and died. He has risen from the dead. He is now with his disciples. And he's walking with them and he's talking with them. He's answering their questions. And what is it that he says? What is it that he talks about? Well, he talks again about the fact that he had to go through this, that he had to suffer and die. He had to go through what he went through for our sake, for our salvation. He had to do it. But then he kind of concludes by saying something else. he commands his disciples to go and do, to go and speak, to go and say, to go and proclaim. And what is it that they are to go and proclaim? What is it that they are supposed to carry with them as they venture out into the world, as they venture out from the world of simply learning by the book, if you will, and by venturing out by doing? What's the message that they carry with them out into the world? Well, it has two parts. First, Jesus tells them that they are to proclaim the repentance of sins. That is to say, that as Christians, as God's children, we should never intentionally sin, but we should repent of our sins. We should turn from our sins. Now, even this is a work of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that draws us closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is through the working of the Holy Spirit that we are turned from our life and world of sin into faith. And so, yes, we are to proclaim the repentance of sins. We are to proclaim the turning from sin to our Heavenly Father. Or as Lutherans might call this in our Lutheran circles, law. We are to proclaim the law. We are to proclaim that sin is sin, and we shouldn't be doing it. Now, in great Lutheran circles, and for those of you that maybe remember your catechetical training, law usually has three parts. It can curb us from doing sin. We notice that there's a sin over there, and we say, oh, we're not going to do that, so we stop. It can show us our sin. As we evaluate our life, and we look at the law of God, we look at the word of the Lord, we say, oh, I'm messing up. I shouldn't do that anymore. And it can also guide us. As we plan out our future, as we look ahead to what we're going to do later today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, we can say, oh, I don't want to venture into certain territories that's sinful. All of that are ways in which we turn from our sins, as we repent, as we feel sorrow for the sins that we have committed, and we turn from sin to faith in our Lord. But that's not where it ends. Jesus also tells us, or tells the disciples, that they are to proclaim the forgiveness of sins for Christ's sake. That Jesus died on the cross for them, that he rose from the dead for their salvation, that forgiveness of sins is given through Christ Jesus, or in Lutheran circles, as we might call this, gospel. So, Jesus proclaims to his disciples, or tells his disciples, that they've done a lot of learning, but now's the time to get up and move out there. And as you venture out, you are to proclaim two things, law and gospel. That's what you are to proclaim. It is the only verse after the resurrection of Christ where Jesus specifically tells his disciples what they are to proclaim. And that message carries. Have you ever noticed that, at least in the LCMS, but in most Lutheran churches, we have a tendency to always have law and gospel? I know sometimes you're thinking, Pastor, some of these times it's boring. I've heard about the resurrection of Jesus over and over again. I've heard about the fact that Jesus died for my sins over and over again. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. As Christians, we are called by Christ to proclaim both law and gospel. It's what Jesus commanded the disciples to do. It's what Jesus commanded us as his church to do, pastors to do. But it's also the message that you are to carry. As you venture out of these doors, as you venture out of a world of learning and you begin to talk to other people, you also are called by Christ to proclaim law, and gospel. Now, there's a lot that goes with that. There's a lot of learning that goes with that. Some of it good, some of it bad. This is why C.F.W. Walter, our very first president of the Missouri Synod, spent a good chunk of his time dissecting, if you will, when do you talk about the law and when do you proclaim the gospel? Because it's important. It's really important and it's really, really hard. And a lot of people don't get it right at first. That's why it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of venturing out. It takes a lot of those times whenever you're sitting with somebody and maybe you notice they're doing something and you mention it and you realize that you have just crushed this person with the law, to be reminded that now you need to make sure that you tell them the gospel. It takes a lot to know when and where to do this. It takes a lot of experience. You can't just learn it from a book. There's a lot of great books out there. But some of it simply means venturing out and talking to people. The act of doing it. Making mistakes. But as you go along the way, learning all the more to proclaim law and gospel. Learning all the more how that applies to your life. Repenting of your sins, but also rejoicing in the fact that while you are a sinner, Christ died for you and rose for you, that you could spend eternity with Him. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.